Next patient is Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G. The patient was seen on the 22nd of January 2013. This is Ludwig, last time for follow-up visit. She has been undergoing Synvisc injection to her right knee period. The patient suffers from severe osteoarthritis, but only the right wrist and left period. She believes that the Synvisc seems to be helping her significantly. Period. The patient has undergone two Synvisc injections of 16 units to her right knee in the last 2 weeks. This is the third injection that she has come to undergo, period. Patient denies any untoward reaction from this injection, period. Physical exam was rather unremarkable. She has still a significant discomfort with her both knees, the right wrist on the left. It was valgus and various maneuver. There is crepitation and popping sensation to peer assessment. Is chronic knee pain with degenerative arthritis and osteoarthritis, period. The patient was given the third Synvisc injection today to her right knee. 16 units of Synvisc or hyaluronic acid was used, period. The patient was told to have to follow up in 6 months when we will be repeating it, period. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Venus, V-E-N-U-S, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. This is a dictation for November the 19th, 2012. The chief complaint is, my body is racked with pain from the shoulder to the bottom of my feet, legs, arms, and hands. His chief complaint, the patient is 60 years old, patient who self-referred here. She tells me that she was passing by on the street or on Coolidge when she noticed that there is a medical center here, and she requested what kind of treatment the clinic provides. She was told that we provide pain management and rehabilitation, and therefore the patient felt that she would come and try and see what could be done for her, period. The patient tells me that she's been having chronic pain throughout her body and her shoulders, the bottom of her feet, legs, arms, and hands, period. And she further tells me that she has a history of herpes about 30 years ago. That's a vaginal herpes, period. She also complains of having abdominal and pelvic pain, period. She describes her pain to be a nagging, aching, sharp, stabbing sensation, period. She has excruciating pain on a regular basis, period. She's not sleeping well, period. The pain level could expand from 5 to 10 out of 10, period. She feels very tired and fatigued easily, period. She's been treated in the past with medications such as morphine, which, according to the patient, gave her rather very bad dreams, and she began hallucinating, period. And it seemed to be helping her, period. She also received medications such as oxycodone from a friend of hers, period, which seems to have helped her, period. She had some relief from using Tramadol, period. She has difficulties of sleeping, period. She has developed also arthritis in her arms and legs, period. and also severe pain in her knees, period. Patient tells me that she is completely unhappy about her life in general because of the severity of her pain day in, day out, period. Her past medical histories, otherwise, past medical histories are arthritis, hypertension, surgical histories of gallbladder surgeries, two C-sections. Also, she had a back surgery and foot surgery, period. Allergies are none, but she is intolerant to nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory medication, which gives her gastritis and acid reflux, period. Medication that she's been treated are Advair, Naxium, amlodipine for blood pressure, lovastatin, tramadol, vitamin B, multivitamin, including vitamin B, 12 and C, period. Social history: patient has history of headaches, stomach pain, nausea, shoulder discomfort, period. Physical examination on this day revealed the patient is alert and only time 3. She is afebrile, vital signs are stable, medical stable. HNT examination is quite remarkable. The pupils are reacting to light accommodations. Extraocular muscles were intact. The lung is filled to auscultation. No sounds are wheezing. The abdomen soft and the bone sounds are present in all four quadrants. Genital examination is quite remarkable. The skin is intact. Rectal examination was deferred. The patient does have significant pain in palpating the soft tissues of the neck, middle, lower back, period. There's also tenderness in palpating the gluteal folds and also the PSIS, the medial aspect of her knees, the lateral aspect of elbows, period. The patient has multiple tenderness in palpating the soft tissues, period. Further, the patient also has significant discomfort with rigor motion of bilateral shoulders, period. Neurologically, however, she is intact in more neurological deficits. Strength of both upper low extremity square and loss sensation of light and temperature vibrations were normal, period. The dependent flexors were normal. Period, cervical swelling tests were unremarkable, period. Assessment is chronic pain syndrome with myofascial pain, also fibromyalgia and myositis. Number 2 is neuropathic pain. Number 4 is insomnia. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis, period. My recommendation is, number 1, for her insomnic problems, I've given her a sample of Roseram, period. And I've explained to her how might be beneficial to her, period. Regarding medications, the patient has been given oxycodone 10 milligrams 3 times a day. Tramadol 100 milligrams, extended release 1 every 12 hours. Cymbalta 30 milligrams 1 Q day for 1 week and then 2 until seen, period. Physical tens unit has been ordered for the patient. We also have ordered blood work, urine drug screening. A MAP has been performed, period. MAP has been performed, period. I've given the patient instruction that she's to take her medication appropriately, period. Any attempt to misuse the medication will not be tolerated, period. She is to secure her medication in an appropriate place, period. Further, the patient has been told that medication has the potential to cause an addiction. Therefore, we will monitor very closely for any excessive use of this medication unnecessarily, period. I've told her that she needs to be aware that the medication we give her is for pain management, and if she has not controlling herself, and if she seems to be addicted, we need to further look into very seriously, period. On the other hand, the patient will be monitored. She will also do physical therapy that was being put for her, period. Other modalities, including diet and exercise at home, will be also considered as we continue to treat, period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in 4 weeks. This consultation, thank you very much. The next patient is Angela Pickens, P-I-C-K-E-N-S, Angela, A-N-G-E-I-A. This is a patient for the 22nd of January 2013, period. Mrs. Pickens was seen for a follow-up visit on the 22nd of January 2012. We discussed about her current condition. Mrs. Pickens is still complaining having She's complaining of having pain in her neck and shoulders, in her hips, headache on a regular basis, difficulty to stand, sometimes the pain. The pain becomes rather very unbearable at times, period. She also complains of having pelvic pain on a regular basis, period. Physical examination, on this day review, the patient is left in time series. She's aphebrile. The vital signs are stable and stable. Affect is fair and neurons are good. When your motion of the spine is diminished, back extension increases her pain level, side bending sensation also increases her pain level, period. She also tends to lose her balance. Romberg test was positive, and heel to shin examinations were also positive, period. So this man is a status postmortem vehicle access with chronic back pain. Degenerative arthritis, facet arthrosis, arthropathy, and also sacroiliac joint pain syndrome, myofascial pain, and iliolumbar ligamentous instability, and facet arthrosis, period. The recommendation is to continue medication such as Vicodin extra strength one twice a day, Ultram 50 milligrams one twice a day, period. The patient was also told that she may benefit from the vestibular test, period. I did discuss about the urinary screen that was performed on November the 21st, in which medications were not found. The patient tells me that periodically she doesn't take their medications as prescribed. She takes it as needed basis, and that could have been the reason why the Vicodin was not found, period. I've told the patient that if she in fact takes her medication as needed basis, and I'd like to know how many tablets are left that have not been used, and she has to let me know that, period. We monitor the patient medication intake, period. I've advised patient to be very somewhat aggressive in the rehabilitation program by doing a regular home exercise, period. She has done enough physical therapy, and she has reached maximum medical benefit, period. She also has been encouraged that she should be seen by her by the interventional physician for possible interventional treatment, though she has undergone already treatment before, she may consider it again, period. We'll monitor the patient's progress as we continue to treat this consultation. Thank you very much.